This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You guys know what's about to happen here. The tennis match of the year, century? I don't know. It's a big one.
The millennium
ever.
That's lofty.
Throw out all the big names. Agassi, Federer, Nadal, Fritz, the camera. 11:30, FDR Park. All right, we're going to check in here in a minute. This segment, of course, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. We're going to check in with Buzz, who is our man on the scene down there at FDR Park. One quick piece of news I do want to pass along, though, and we'll talk more about it leading off coming up at 11:30. Hugh, it's been a couple of uncharacteristically not great starts from Zach Wheeler, including his velocity was down by his standards the last couple starts, like 97 instead of 98, 99. So what was going on there? Was he just having a couple bad starts? We touched on it Monday. According to reporters down there, you know, covering the game today, the Phillies are pushing Zach Wheeler's start back to Sunday. Pair of days. He was supposed to start Friday, and now he's going to start Sunday. They sent him for an MRI because he complained of some shoulder stiffness. It came back clean. Obviously, he's not going on the IL, and he's going to pitch Sunday, but certainly want to keep an eye on. Wheeler has not been himself for a couple starts, and he told them his shoulder was stiff. So that is, it's a big one. We'll keep our eye on that as we get more news and watch him on Sunday. All right, let's go out to our man on the scene. That is Buzz. Dan Wilson is at FDR Park for the big one. Game three, DeCamber versus Fritz. Buzz, how we doing?
Doing great. What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So what is the atmosphere before this big event, Buzz? Is there a lot of people down there?
Yeah, a lot of people in anticipation. Would not say it's quite as big as the crowd we had for baseball. Obviously, people, you know, fighting Phillies traffic to get here. Do see a number of people in Phillies jerseys who appear to have made this match part of their game day plans down here at the sports complex. But there are, you know, shout out to the listeners. They showed up again. They're lined up on the fence, waiting with bated breath for DeCamber versus Fritz game three here in tennis.
Okay, take us through the weather and the atmosphere just in terms of the court. You know, a couple weeks ago or last week, they didn't play because of heat. Everyone was upset. So what's the weather like out today and the court? Is it would you grade it as a standard court? Would you grade it as one that is in good shape? Because I don't want to hear any complaining from either side that the court wasn't up to par. What have you noticed around the court and the atmosphere outside, Buzz?
Yeah, so weather-wise, it is significantly cooler than it was just 1 week ago. I mean, probably 20 to 25 degrees cooler. It is all overcast here today. Nice little breeze. So heat should not be a factor. Temperature, atmosphere, that should not be a factor at all. Court-wise, pretty nice courts they got down here at FDR Park. There are a couple cracks in the pavement, I am noticing, as you asked that question. Shouldn't impact any bounces on balls or anything like that. I would say it's definitely not the courts at the U.S. Open in New York. It's probably a step down from that. I'm willing to say that.
Buzz, what's the atmosphere around Joe and Jack? Are they being swarmed by fans? Are they kind of in a zone right now? Take us through what you're noticing. Where are the competitors right now about 26 minutes before we start this thing?
Well, Jack is not here. Feels like everyone else from WIP is
wait,
here.
Wait,
Joe
wait, wait.
Is
hold
here.
On, hold on, hold on. Jack's not there?
Jack is not here. And here's the full list of WIP staff. who is here. Joe DeCamera is here. Rod Lakin is here. Ava Graham is here. Elliot Shore Park, Justin Morgenstein, Tucker, Spike. Al Morgani has made his way. James Seltzer. Feels like the entire WIP staff is here. Jack, not here. I don't know if he's caught in Philly's traffic. I don't know if it's strategic, like Hugh just said. But, you know, Jack Fritz is not currently present. Joe, on the other hand, has been warming up with his coach, Harris. Harris from Lower Merion High School Tennis for about 15 minutes here on one of the side courts. I already spoke to him just, you know, a couple of moments ago before he started warming up. So Joe's been ready to go, locked in for close to a half hour at this point. Jack Fritz, nowhere to be seen.
Does Joe look nimble out there practicing?
He does. I'm interested to see what his side-to-side movement is like,
yeah,
but just
lateral.
Watching him,
I
don't
see that.
Lateral movement could be an issue, but just watching him hit the ball right now, there's a little bit of spin off of it. His wrist action with the racket, not looking horrible. I mean, it looks good.
I got to tell you, I have a bad feeling about Jack in this competition today. This strikes me as someone who's not taking this seriously at all. Joe's there warming up with a coach, and Jack hasn't arrived yet. Hugh, this is not a good look if you're backing Fritz in this competition today.
I'm backing Fritz.
But it's not a good look. He's not even arrived. Joe's warming up with a coach.
I mean, you said it. Like, I was confused because I'm like, why wouldn't...
No, but like, if you're backing Jack, you can't feel good right now.
Well, I'm thinking this is strategic.
Strategic?
Because, wait a minute.
He barely was on time for the Phillies
event
last week.
Jack's not that smart. Yeah.
No, I mean, come on. The guy's late.
But wait a minute.
I woke up late.
Didn't Joe DeCamera come late to the first one, the baseball?
The baseball, how'd that work out for him?
He got rocked.
Oh, I guess.
He did get dominated.
This could be a quick set. I think Jack's in big trouble today.
Maybe. I don't, you know what? I'm still backing Jack.
Buzz, is there a buzz in the crowd? I know it's not quite as big as the baseball crowd, at least not yet. I encourage people, if they're going to the Phillies game, to walk over. Is there a buzz, though, of the people that are there anticipating? Because this is the critical swing. This is a swing game in the whole series. Game three is everything.
Absolutely. And no, I think a lot of people are definitely anticipating this quite heavily. Obviously, the next, you know, a competition in this event is running, which people do not feel great about Joe in. So a lot of people in the crowd here are saying that the winner of today's event could be, you know, the clear odds on favorite to win this whole event. So I would say the people who are here, they are into it. They are lively. We have a line judge out here today. He is ready to go. So there's definitely an intensity and some buildup. And by the way, the anticipation of having it canceled a week ago, I think, has made people that much more eager to see what it looks like here today.
Well, it sounds like it. We will be checking in. I know we're going to talk to, or you guys are going to talk to Joe and Jack, if Jack arrives on time. And we'll hear from those guys before we start this thing. It'll be streaming on YouTube. Everyone check it out on our 94 WIP YouTube page. Buzz, thank you for all the information and setting the scene for us.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes, our man on the scene.
I feel like this is strategic.
There's no shot.
You don't think so?
He's late. What is the strategy behind not warming up?
Well, he knows that we're supposed to be playing interviews from them on the station.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not want to? He doesn't want to reveal how nervous he sounds.
So wait a minute.
To everybody,
it starts at 11:30 promptly.
Promptly.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if one of them's not there, it's not going to start.
That's my thing. Maybe he's trying to push the time back a little bit.
Why?
If this thing gets moved twice,
I have.
Jack's,
you know what?
Now
that you have me workshopping this a little bit, I might.
It's a bad luck.
I rescind.
It's a bad luck.
You're back into camera now.
It's not
you're
a good
switching sides.
No, because it's like at first I thought it was strategic. But then when you think about the person that Jack is, this is probably not a strategic move.
Yeah, I think there's a
he's
shot.
Probably late.
Yeah. No, he is late. I mean, that just.
Well, I'm saying, what I meant to say was he's probably late because, you know, Walker Sutton probably, you know, he probably had to do something with the kids. But he should have called somebody.
You're giving them these excuses.
Well, it just sounds like, you know.
When
it
your
just
kids
sounds
were little,
like
did you show up
stuff.
Late to practice?
Well, it all depends. Not it's maybe there was an explosive diaper.
That happens.
You know what I mean?
From Jack?
Like, it's an explosive diaper.
Yeah.
And he was a little frazzled, and he had to get the kids
right. But
he didn't call anybody.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of people down there have kids, right?
Yeah.
You send a quick text, hey, we got a diaper situation. I'm going to be 15 minutes late. And you let everyone know. And then I think the people that have kids understand that. When you don't tell anyone, it sounds like you're ducking competition.
All depends on how explosive the diaper was. Because sometimes, you know, like, and his kids are little.
Yeah.
And it might be.
No, I know. I've been there, man.
There's degrees of explosiveness.
Oh, man. Yeah. You'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because that projectile pooping is no joke.
We had one once where we had a pullover and the entire car seat had to be taken out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You don't, bruh, sometimes they can load them diapers up real serious, like, and it could be bad.
It could be game-changing, day-changing. It really could be.
It could change your life.
Yeah, it could be. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should Joe Giglio apologize to Rob Thomson for criticizing his decision to put Kepler in the lineup yesterday? We got a tight vote here. 51% no say I should not apologize. 49% say yes.
Come on, people.
I should apologize.
Come on, people.
You can vote however you want.
It's a ridiculous amount of people that even think you should apologize.
I know.
For this.
I think they kind of know the ridiculousness that we do on a daily basis. Yeah. So it's like one of
them. Well, not everybody.
It's soft. I mean, that's a soft vote.
Who ain't ridiculous?
I mean, read the comments, dude. These people have no, like, I stopped
reading the comments a long time
ago. Well, that's a smart thing to do. Let's talk to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Drinks, man. How y'all doing?
What's hey,
up,
Will.
Oh, man. What about Guy Kepler?
Your Guy Kepler, yeah. He has been your guy. You still want him to hit leadoff?
Listen, man. He had a hell of a game last night. I'm just waiting for this World Series to win. And
he said he went for the World Series.
You heard him. You all right over there?
Yeah. Man, I'm just waiting to win this. But Kepler, he's going to keep hitting. Mm-hmm. Castellanos, he's going to get hot. And, I'm just waiting for the World Series, man. That's all.
Well, we have a little bit of time before that. We gotta win the division, get in the playoffs. You know, all those things gotta
all
come
those
first.
Steps.
Yeah.
All right.
So should I apologize, Will, or no?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm not going to. So we could keep saying.
You're right over there, dog.
That was this is one of Will's worst calls ever. I mean, what's going on right now?
You're right, Will.
All right, man.
All right, Will. We appreciate it. It's only 11, 12.
Was that not really weird to anybody else?
It was. It was.
I have some thoughts, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Starting early?
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
It is 11, what was that? 12.
Well, if you remember, when we were at McGurk's before baseball, there were people getting it going about 10 a.m.
What we call it, cranking beers? It was like cranking them out, bro. You was gone. You weren't there.
We had tailgaters?
No,
there were people at McGurk's. Like, so they opened like 10, I think.
Oh, at the restaurant.
There were people
and
putting them down.
Beers but, at like 10, 15.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
there was a guy on like beer 3 by 10:30.
If they're serving, I mean, what are you going to do? Say no? You're not going to turn down a good beer?
And then we started to speculate what was going on. He said he woke up this morning, wife got on his nerves.
No, you started speculating.
Well, oh, yeah, I did.
Always with the wife.
It's personal.
Because.
Maybe the guy was thirsty. Hot day. They're slinging beers. You're going to take them.
Listen. And I'm not that guy, but when you wake up that early in the morning.
I mean, you are that guy.
No, I'm saying, but when you wake up that early in the morning and start pounding beers, Somebody at home rubbing you.
You got a lot of nerve.
There's a huge WIP event going on.
You got a lot of nerve after yesterday. Dr. Karp was talking about your personal issues.
Hey, by the way, that wine that I had last night.
Yeah, which one was that?
It was called Freak Show. That was pretty good.
Yeah?
It was pretty good. It was a California wine.
A red?
It was red.
You put any more consideration into the tramp stamp idea?
Not putting a stamp on my back. Not doing that. And okay. Yeah, that's not
a professional suggested it.
Yeah,
so.
It was a doctor, medical professional.
Just to sit there, like the visual of some grown ass man with a needle, and I'm hunched over, like drawn on my back is not.
Nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that visual.
It actually was unnecessary. Violet's in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, Violet,
how you doing?
What's up?
I am great. I am so excited about this Phillies team. And I'm excited about Taiwan Walker.
Yeah,
I told you guys.
You were right.
Yeah, I know,
Violet. You were right. You said he was going to be a contributor this season, and he has been definitely a contributor in the early part of the season. He gave a lot, and then last night, out of nowhere, with a really good start.
So I'm really excited about that. I feel really bad for Kepler, but look, I don't think you should have to apologize. You do you. I feel bad for him. I just don't think it was a good fit. You know, sometimes things just don't work out. But I'm very, very excited about this team. I mean, Alec is going to come back. I think we're going to start clicking right at the right time. And boy, I can't wait for October and tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night with the Eagles, you mean?
Yeah,
we get football back tomorrow. By the way, we're going to have a pregame show tomorrow night. And Violet, we appreciate the phone call. And I'm not apologizing, by the way. But tomorrow night, we have a pregame show. We have Eagles-Bengals. And the word out of Cincinnati, Hugh, is the Bengals are going to play their guys. They're going to play a series or two with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, which is pretty rare these days, you know, in the NFL, especially when guys are of that ilk, right? Like Joe Burrow playing in a preseason game?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Vic is going to play his guys because he want to see what they look like, especially when you talk about the corner spot.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we just got a corner yesterday that was on the red eye. See, that's a big deal.
Oh, here, back
I saw my
again.
Man Rube Frank talk about that.
That's a
big deal. He put him on the red eye.
Yeah.
And got him here.
Ja'Quarian Bennett.
They're trying to get him up to speed as quickly as they possibly can because they want him to play.
Let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. Then we'll let you hear the interview down at FDR Park with Joe DeCamera. And still no sign of Jack. Is Jack still not arrived? That's the word?
I have not heard anything about Jack showing up yet.
If you're on your FanDuel app taking DeCamera or Fritz, I would advise taking DeCamera. Fritz obviously had not in the game here. Kay and Cherry Hill, what's up, Kay?
Hey, before I get to the camera, I want to speak on the Aaron caller. I mean, his antics are one thing, but the fact that his sports points are horrible kind of does make him just like he's pretty bad.
Would you say he's the worst caller you've ever heard on WIP?
He's top five. You know, you get some. I mean, he might be one of consistent callers, but you know, you get a random caller.
Yeah, right.
Bad. But I'm definitely going to put him top five. And I don't even really, you know, judge other callers because it's all opinion. But he's pretty bad.
Sounds like a poll tomorrow. Is Aaron and WIP the worst caller on the station? Go ahead, Kay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Ran out there. My bad.
We lost you, Kay. We lost you for a second.
Prepaid phone.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
We got you, Kay.
All right. Yeah. No. If he hits 300 for the rest of the year and through the playoffs, maybe. If they win the World Series, yeah, you give him an apology. Other than that, it's no way. Yeah, one game. I mean, you got to be consistent, Joe. You're consistent at your job for years now. So, like, one good day is not going to get you that.
That's right. CK gets it. We're about consistency here. We're not. I know. I heard the laughs from Douglas over there. I heard him. K, good phone call. See, K, K has? K has vision, unlike some people right
here. He has vision.
Doesn't
help that I'm blind.
Now, K didn't say I was consistently right about things.
That's what I was talking about. You're not consistently right.
No, I never claimed to be. But there is consistency from this microphone. On that microphone over there, I don't know what we're getting each day. Asking me to apologize after he wouldn't apologize.
I think you should apologize because, I mean, you had some scathing comments about Max Kepler.
What's scathing? That he's a bum?
No, Stinks.
Stinks hurts. Again, in the context of the other major leaguers,
He sat there with John Kruk and
He's been closer to a bum and stinks than he has been a good player. That's
the truth. Talk about how his whole career he's just had a lot of bad luck.
Yeah, that's baloney. 10 years of bad luck?
That's strong.
That is strong.
So I just got a phone call. I have not confirmed the veracity. Somebody said they witnessed Jack walking into the Wawa 11:01.
I mean, it's clear who's taking this seriously and who's not.
No, seriously. What did he look like walking into the Wawa? I mean, did he look like was...
They did not want to... They wanted to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Anonymous?
Yeah. So.
What did he look like? I mean, was he...
He looked like Jack.
Jack Fritz.
But did he look like he was chipper? Did he look dejected? Did he have, like, poop on his shirt? I mean, what's going on?
Well, I imagine the guy changed his shirt after the explosion.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
The guy's got extra shirts at home.
Jack, if you're listening, I'm trying to work with you, dog, but this is a bad look.
Is that smart to eat a full hoagie before the match at
11:30?
Yeah,
like, what is going in the bad idea? For? Maybe you're going to get a drink. Maybe you're going to get a Powerade or something.
Okay, yeah, maybe a drink like that. But yeah, if the guy walks out with a hoagie, just all bets on the camera. All right, can we hear from Joe DeCamera, who is live at FDR Park and actually taking this thing seriously? He was interviewed as this thing is about to begin, when Jack shows up about to begin. Here is DeCamera being interviewed before the big tennis match.
All right, thank you guys. Standing by here with Joe DeCamera in anticipation of the big pivotal tennis match here down at FDR Park. Joe, this match was controversially canceled a week ago due to heat. Lot cooler here today. How are you feeling about the decision right now?
You know, I haven't thought about it, honestly, in a few days. I mean, once it was made and we got through the controversy, and you're right, it was there for a few days, my mindset was just on to get ready for today, which I feel. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not looking back. My mindset right now is just to get ready to rock and roll in the next, hour or so.
You have hired a coach for each and every leg of this event, so no surprise there. I was just talking to your guy, Harris, the head coach of Lower Merion High School Tennis, and he has been very vocal throughout this process. Is that part of your strategy? Was that under authorization from the Hammer, or was that kind of a sidetrack, his own thing?
That was not particularly welcomed by me. A little too much yapping, in my opinion. But Coach Harris has been great. He's an amazing, amazing person, great WIP listener and caller. And he's been really helpful in this process. But yes, I would have preferred a few things be kept in-house, but it is what it is now, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Strategy-wise, we're going for a lot of kill shots. We're trying to volley and tire Jack out. What is your strategy here today?
All right, first off, I got to find out if Jack's around here. Let me just see. Give me one sec. I don't see him yet. So I won't divulge all, but I'll say this. The main thing, of course, is to feel him out in the first couple of plays, couple points. But I would generally say, basic strategy is to probably avoid hitting it my hardest to try to maximize getting it in. And I would say that's both on serves and just on regular points as we go. So, obviously try to hopefully have him make mistakes. I'll certainly go for it when I sense the moment. But I want to, I got to feel it out early, but I'm hoping that he's making some mistakes and I'm playing off that.
Last thing here, obviously this is a best-of-five competition, and the next event will be running. A lot of people, I would say, were rather unimpressed with your running ability after baseball. Is it fair to call it a must-win here today?
No, but it's important.
Standing by with the Hammer. Thank you, guys.
Well, it's obviously a must-win. I mean, Joe could play that down because he doesn't want to say it's a must-win before the game. It's a must-win for him. The fact that he has a coach for every event is – I didn't realize that. There's a running coach? What is a running coach going to do with Joe DeCamera? I mean, you just
– Yeah, that's old saying, the hay's in the barn.
It is.
Left foot, right foot.
Yeah, that's it. It ain't too much you could do for that one.
Yeah, this isn't a world-class sprinter we're dealing with here. All right, so I'm getting word Jack has arrived at FDR Park.
Yes, and Devin has talked to him.
All right, let's go to Devin with Jack live at FDR Park.
Jack, better late than never. I mean, showing up less than 30 minutes before the match is a choice. How are you feeling?
Right on time, per usual. I wish I got here earlier. There was some traffic. Had to do some things at my house, but it shouldn't take much. It shouldn't take much warming up, so I'm excited to be here.
I mean, you look pretty good warming up out there. So what exactly is your tennis background? When's the last time you played competitive tennis?
Probably 8 years old.
So 8 years old.
20-some years ago.
Okay.
But it's kind of like riding the bike. Like, once you have the feel for it again, it comes back to you. So we'll see how it goes. I have no idea what he's going to look like.
Sounds winded.
But I think today's going to be fun. I hope we put on a good show for people.
The people want to know, have you learned how to serve?
Not really.
So what's the strategy there?
Get it over the net. So as long as it gets over the net, I feel good about everything after that. Yeah. Has to get over the net.
You seem pretty confident. A lot of people are doubting you in this tennis match with Joe. But you seem like you're feeling okay. Have you been playing possum?
You'll have to see.
Oh, man, you're mysterious, mysterious. All right, well, any final words before you head out there?
I mean, if this is any indication how Eagle season's going to go with you on the sidelines, I feel like I'm getting grilled early. So those players got something to look forward to. But thank you.
Well, good luck, Jack.
Yeah.
All right, there was Devin with Jack just a few minutes ago. By the way, we are streaming live on YouTube. I just clicked in to see how it looks, and you could see the split screen here, Hugh, of us and the FDR Park. There, by the way, Buzz underplayed the crack in the court. There's a major crack in the court.
It's an enormous crack.
It looks like you threw the first pitch out and slammed it into the ground there.
I caught a stray.
All right, those guys are coming up. Continue to watch it on YouTube. We'll have leading off for you. And look, if I have to cut away very quickly from a leading off point to talk about a terrible serve from DeCamera Fritz, I will. I mean, that's what I have to do. Leading off next, we get you ready for the Phillies and Orioles down at Citizens Bank Park and streaming live on our YouTube right now. Jack First Show live at FDR Park. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Sealy, Purple Casper, and more. Plus, up to $700 off on an adjustable sets. You know what that is, people. That's the adjustable base that I like to talk about. You can move your bed up and down, do all that kind of crazy stuff, if you're into that kind of crazy stuff. So don't wait. Do what I did. Visit the Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. And when you do, make sure you tell them your guy, Hugh Douglas, sent you. The Labor Day sale all month long. Now at the Mattress Warehouse, shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.